It's Lake Effect from WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Every year, Milwaukee organizations create about 1,500 affordable rental homes, supportive housing homes, and affordable homes to buy under the area median income. That's according to the Community Development Alliance. However, the pandemic has only exacerbated the need for more affordable housing that's been evident long before the shutdown. There's also a significant racial equity gap in homeownership, and over half of households in the city are spending 30% or more of their income on rent alone. The city of Milwaukee is currently deliberating how to spend the first portion of federal money available through the American Rescue Plan Act. Brian Sonderman, executive director of Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, is advocating that the city invest $120 million of these funds to increase access to affordable housing and home ownership. He joins me now to share why.
Well, right now, the city of Milwaukee, and really the region, is faced with an affordable housing crisis. We've known about this. It's been decades in the making. But right now, one out of three Milwaukee renters spends over 50% of their income on housing. And regularly at Milwaukee Habitat, we see hardworking Milwaukee families spending 50, 60, even 70% of their income on housing, which means they have very little left over for everything else needed in life. And the pandemic, which the American Rescue Plan was designed to help people and communities through, was really exacerbated that problem. And so we do believe that affordable housing should be a major priority in terms of the investment of these funds so that it can make a generational impact.
What are some of the other factors that have contributed to this housing crisis? You mentioned lots of your wage allocation goes towards rent. Is the stagnation of living wages contributing to this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, affordable housing in Milwaukee, it really has two major aspects. The first is low wages, and we have that throughout the community, especially in a lot of central city neighborhoods in Milwaukee, where incomes haven't matched certainly the pace of other areas around the country. But we also have rising housing costs, and so what we're seeing is that the rental costs in neighborhoods like Harambe, in particular, where we're at work right now, for a two-bedroom apartment aren't that much different than a higher-income neighborhood like Bayview. And so you have high rents comparatively and exceptionally low wages creates a really cost-burdened housing situation for way too many Milwaukee families. So there's a lot of factors, a lot that goes into that, but there's a tremendous need for more home ownership opportunities in the city of Milwaukee.
So what is Milwaukee's current affordable housing landscape? You know, how difficult is it for people to access it or even navigate the system if they're in need of it?
Well, it's become increasingly more challenging as most recently real estate prices have increased. And we've seen that throughout the country. We've seen it in the central city of Milwaukee and a lot of the neighborhoods that we've historically worked in have seen rising real estate values. So that have well outpaced wage increases. Even some of the wage increases that we've seen, the moves for $15 an hour working wages, it hasn't matched with the housing needs. So there's a significant gap in terms of housing, affordable housing units available. The Community Development Alliance recently issued a housing report, and it did some really thorough analysis. And what we're looking at is an approximate 32,000 unit gap that exists for home ownership in the city of Milwaukee. There's a similar rental gap as well, but just on the home ownership side, we're talking about tens of thousands of units that are going to be needed over the next 10 years to meet the current need of the community. And so it's a big undertaking. And that's why these American Rescue Plan dollars, which is sort of a once in a generation opportunity that the federal government has provided the city of Milwaukee, it's an opportunity for us to make an investment, a down payment, if you will, towards addressing this problem.
So you're a nonprofit. Would this money, obviously it's allocated towards a city, but then is it used in partnership with nonprofits or with other city organizations?
Well, what we're thinking is that, you know, there's no one organization that's going to be able to tackle this huge problem. And the city of Milwaukee has a number of departments that oversee programs that are designed to help. For instance, there's down payment assistance grant opportunities through the Strong Home program. There is other help for repairs for owner occupants of their homes and to make those grants available. But then there is going to be the need for other organizations outside the city of Milwaukee to develop new units, whether those are rental units or, in our case, the construction and the rehabbing of homes to provide for home ownership for low to moderate income families. So the city receives the funds. They can use those internally for programmatic needs, but there's also going to need to be a significant investment in other developers, both nonprofits and for-profit developers, to address this huge need.
So where do you feel there is room to grow or fill or repurpose existing properties for affordable housing throughout Milwaukee?
Yeah. So when I look at the housing landscape, one of the major assets, frankly, that the city of Milwaukee has is a really significant inventory of tax foreclosed homes. It's an unfortunate situation that's occurred over time. The city has taken these homes back because of property tax, real estate tax foreclosure. They've held them in some cases for many years. They've been boarded up and in some cases blighted for quite some time, and they're a drain on city resources. But they're also an asset that could be, if those homes were rehabbed and they were made available on an affordable basis to first-time homeowners who low to moderate income, that could be a significant game changer. And the city at any one in time has, you know, 500, 600, 700 properties scattered throughout the city that could be redeployed. No longer on the asset inventory of the city's books, but become, you know, owned by families, paying back property taxes, supporting all the other needs of the city. So that's one asset that's needed. The other asset that the city clearly has is in a number of neighborhoods is vacant lots because of previous demolitions of homes that were deemed to be beyond repair. There are vacant lots that are scattered throughout especially the north side of Milwaukee. And that's certainly where Milwaukee Habitat has partnered with the city to purchase those lots and to build new construction homes. So when I think about the rehab potential of existing city-owned homes and turning those into productive, affordable units that are now able to be back on the tax rolls, that's a positive. Another asset are those vacant lots that could be built upon. And the other thing that I think the city has is both a base of nonprofit and for-profit developers that I believe are ready to go. And I think that the key of and benefit of that is those are all opportunities to hire people from the city, to employ people in the work that needs to be done. The whole housing ecosystem has great potential to produce long-term jobs, well-paying jobs. It's really an issue that if tackled intentionally, there are assets to build upon to begin to address, again, this huge crisis.
So do you think it's such a big crisis that there isn't necessarily a more effective means, you know, like restoring a home versus totaling and rebuilding, you know, just the fact that there is such a need that any and all methods would be effective at the moment?
Well, I think, you know, when you have a big problem, whatever it is in society, very rarely you're going to have one solution. I think we have to look at this as there are a lot of different solutions that are tried and true and tested and should be deployed. We believe that rehabbing existing homes is certainly part of that strategy, but there is a strong need for new home construction. We're the largest home builder that builds homes under $200,000 in southeastern Wisconsin. So there's just a real dearth of people, organizations, entities that are building good quality homes for under $200,000. And our homes generally are selling for between $100,000 and $115,000. So these are 3 and 4 bedroom new homes between 1,200 square feet and 1,500 square feet, 3 and 4 bedroom homes that can really fit the housing needs of many, many Milwaukee families. So while we can rehab homes, We do believe that it should be paired with new construction because we need to continue to rebuild our housing stock. We have a very old housing stock in general in Milwaukee. In many neighborhoods, the housing stock, the average, most of the homes were built well before World War II. And there are many, many homes that were built before 1900. And so we need new housing stock. And so I think it's not either or, it's both and.
So you're proposing $120 million for this. Where are you strategically with that? When do you know when this would be approved?
Well, it is being debated over the next 2 weeks, we think is really, really critical at the Common Council level. A number of plans around a number of spending priorities are being submitted and discussed and debated internally by the council. As we understand it, the plan is by as soon as October 21st, many of these priorities being voted upon and allocations being made of a first tranche of the $400 million. So approximately $200 million has been received by the city of Milwaukee, and they want to have those dollars deployed as soon as possible. And so the decision that will be made this month in October is around how to allocate that first $200 million. And then a second $200 million will be received early next year. And again, the Common Council and the mayor will work together to come to an agreement around that. So the $120 million is really for the both tranches that we're looking at. So we're hopeful in talking with older people from throughout the city that there is a strong consensus that affordable housing should be a priority. Obviously, there are a lot of needs throughout the community. Housing is just one, but we really believe that this is one of those sort of generational times when we've known about this issue, we've seen it, we live in communities that are deeply impacted by it, and now is the time to really prioritize this with some intentional strategies that will have not just an impact for the next 6 months or the next year, but housing has that type of truly generational impact because we're talking about a house that will be in existence for decades to come. You know, thinking about the families who move into those homes, the children who grow up in those homes, the better outcomes that they will experience through their parents owning a home versus rental and moving around from school to school and so forth. So, you know, that's why we think this is a highly strategic time. So, you know, we're definitely encouraging people who care deeply about affordable housing, think that this should be prioritized to connect with their older person and just say this as a constituent, this is a value of mine and something that we would like you to prioritize in the use of these American Rescue Plan dollars.
Brian Sonderman is the Executive Director of Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. You can find a link to Milwaukee's collective affordable housing strategic plan by the Community Development Alliance at wuwm.com. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.